Put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199WWC at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. It used to be $2.99. Now we're down to $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. The code, again, is 199WWC. The 199 stands for $1.99, and the WWC stands for Watch What Crappens. See how that makes sense? Use it and have fun.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we truly love. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com. You can find me at BsideBlog on Twitter and Instagram and Vine and Pinterest and what other social media platform you wish to peruse. Joining me, as always, is my trusty cohort, the one and only and the beautiful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello, Ben. Hello.
Why don't you tell the people where they can find you?
You guys can find me. Come to my website, trashtalktv.com. We've got a lot of comedy writers writing really funny TV recaps. You can also follow us on Twitter at trashtweettv, or come to our YouTube channel for Big Brother parody videos, and that is youtube.com/trashtalktv. Or you can follow me at Ronnie Karam on Twitter, or Vine at Ronnie Karam, or Instagram at Ronnie Karam. Okay?
Yeah. Yep, everyone do that, because Ronnie's super funny, and all his content is funny. He is the funniest contenter ever.
Thanks, Ben!
No problem. And of course, if you want to get truly involved, as you should, do come and like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, all one word. It's a really fun Facebook page. We're up to 2,600 likes. There's actually a really fun, active community of people up there. People post links, like, all the time. We usually only, if we're covering gossip on the show, we usually only get to one or two stories, and there are probably, like, 10 or 15 that go up on this page, and they're from obscure places sometimes, and they're hilarious. It's really worth getting involved. People are very funny, good commenters. So go ahead and like it. Like that page, and be in the in crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, I'm actually posting a video to that page right now of Kenya Moore falling on the runway. So come on, it's totally worth it. It was on TMZ, so thanks. Thanks for being awful, TMZ.
You know what? I was at the gym yesterday, and I walked by TV, and that stupid show Dish Nation was on, and Portia was on there. And I didn't know what she was saying because the TV was on mute, but the big, like, the title that was under her just said, Kenya be trippin'. So I guess that... I just assumed that was about, like, Kenya being crazy. I just thought it was, like, a funny thing to say.
Kenya fell faster than her old lady boobies fell down up down to her knee.
Kenya, I had to laugh. She just got run over by the Underground Railroad.
But I guess that was actually in reference to Kenya actually tripping.
Oh.
I have a little bit of gossip. It's really, there's no story attached to it. But guess who I saw last night when I went out to a bar?
Reza.
No.
Leah.
No. One last guess.
Lily Galici.
No. Although it's funny because I spoke about all three of those people with the person I was hanging out with. The two people that I saw at the bar were former fuck buddies, Jax and Horseface.
Ew.
Seriously?
Seriously?
They were hanging out together.
What were they doing? What bar were you at?
What bar?
Yeah.
I was at the Pikey, which is an awesome bar. They looked like they were actually on a double date. They weren't, like, there solely with each other. They each had a date, and there may have been one or two other people with them. So, and you know, by the way, we have to touch base with Katie Cazorla, because Katie got an invite to Sheena's wedding. Did you know that?
Oh, really? How funny.
Yeah, and the wedding, I think, may have been this past weekend. So we have to hear all about that, because that was televised for the show.
Oh, yeah. Super high profile.
Yes. It's only like the wedding of the century.
Yeah. Everybody from Reseda was there.
It was a who's who of Azusa. It's a Azuz who. Yeah, I actually really would have liked
Azusa
to
Azusa Hooza. Ahooza of Azusa.
Oh, I wonder if they'll make the Azusa Daily social page. Out and about. Azusa.
We were above the horoscopes.
I can't wait for that show to come back. I'm so excited for it.
I can definitely wait. I am excited to see the spinoff that I hear is in the works at Bravo of Lisa's Gay Bar, which looks exactly the same and is on the same street, but is just named something different.
Pump.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
And they actually have like a little tiny gold Vander on the roof. So people... You know, because like in case tourists are too stupid to figure out which one is Lisa's. But they took it down this week. So I think they're finally having a little faith in us. Thanks, Pump.
Yeah, thanks. I still have yet to go. I've been told that it's like very 80s and antique-y and not in the spirit of WeHo.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing as Sir is. It's just big, gigantic... everything's gigantic, you know, it's like a flower potter, but huge. You feel like you're kind of in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. But like, and not in like a fun gay way, but just like in a tacky,
just like,
British,
you know,
way.
Like old fancy lady, old lady fancy way.
Old fancy lady.
And I went with my friends. We were like, this is uncomfortable and stupid. This isn't fun. Let's go somewhere else. And then I met this really cheesy gay guy the other day. You know, those gay guys who are like, they're in pleather jackets and are really tight. And he was wearing skinny jeans and they were coming down below his butt crack. Well, he sat in a stall. And he looks at everybody like they're disgusting. And like his eyes are always half rolling. You know, like one of those. And it's like, he acts like he's like really cultured and smart and everybody else is stupid. And you ask him what he does. And he's like, I do hair. Yeah. Like, get over yourself, bitch. Like, seriously. So anyway, he was one of those. And he's like, oh, my God, I went to Pump. It was gorgeous. Oh, it was the most amazing place. It was so beautiful. I was like, oh, Jesus, you little faggito burrito. Get out of my restaurant.
Yeah, get out of there. Get out. Hey, Ronnie, will you sing a show tune to everyone for a second? Because I realize why you sound so quiet to me. It's because I have the wrong headphones in. So sing a song for 10 seconds.
Ben, it would be nice if you tested the shit. Ben, you need to start using headphones for your internet porn to test them. Your neighbors don't want to hear gay moaning from you.
That was a beautiful song. Beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you sound so much better to me. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry you all had to endure that.
That song was called Ben, Use Your Headphones.
Yeah. I was using my headphones. Well, I mean, I was using my bad headphones, I should say. But now I've got my good ones in. Actually, these headphones that I'm using are like old headphones, but they were better. Old like earbuds. And I'm like, Apple, you changed the design and I don't appreciate it.
Hey, while we're talking about earphones, did you know that Beats, you know those stupid things that cost like $5,000 for headphones?
Yeah.
And everybody, like poor people on the street are wearing them and you're like, don't you need an apartment? Like, why are you wearing $500 headphones? I just read that those cost $14 to make. So fuck you.
Yeah, fuck them.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I want some fancy headphones, and all I have are my old earbuds. this is really fascinating stuff for people.
Isn't this great? I have those headphones with like the things that go inside your ear, like a stethoscope, and they kind of like suck your ears, and then when you pull them out, they've got earwax. They're like earwax removal headphones.
Those remind me of the... those remind me of the earphones on TWA, back when TWA existed. That's what their earphones were like, and yours would hurt.
Yeah. What is going on there? Is someone watering?
No, there's just perpetual construction around my apartment. You know, first they were building something.
Someone's getting their teeth drilled.
I know. I feel like I'm in a dentist's office. No, there's a building is going up across the street, and now the DWP is drilling in the street. And then on top of that, my building, they're decided to renovate the gym. So... it's all one big
mess. It's all happening. It's all happening right now.
Maybe it's just the sound of MJ across the street opening her legs. That's like a crank.
That's the sound of MJ opening continuous bottles. I mean, bags of chips. She's like.
I feel like I've had another Bravo celebrity sighting this week, but since I can't remember it, I'll just wait to some point in the podcast.
That sounds about right. Okay, so let's get on with it. It was a huge week.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about first?
Well, why don't we just talk about New York? Because this was the leg that changed 1,000 lives. last leg of the race.
The last leg. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Yes. Amazing. I will say the overall the final episode was good. It wasn't like the earth shattering crazy fight that I thought it would be. I thought it was actually sort of like any of the other fights that have been this week, but still highly entertaining. Highly. And when Aviva said that she'd been lied to by her doctors, I was like, this bitch, like, she is so crazy. And then I realized it was a joke.
Yeah, I totally fell for it too. Yeah. But you got to love that she whips out a giant folder with x-rays. Oh my God.
Well, she must have known that like props are now banned from the reunion. So therefore she's like, I'll just bring him to the party now.
Before someone beats the shit out of me like Portia took down Kenya.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I actually really don't know where to begin. Just why don't we start at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, there wasn't like a ton of stuff to really discuss. The leg throw was amazing. I just wrote in my notes that I love that Ramona calls Sonia Bonia, because that's so rude and so true.
Yeah.
What a perfect nickname.
Sonia Bonia.
And it starts off with Sonia all upset because Harry left with Luann last week. And she's in bed, and her interns are, like, flittering around her, trying to make her comfortable and put ice on her leg because she fell on the street trying to chase the cab, which is hilarious.
Well, and I love I love that she, like, could not even bear it. Like, she's like, is this the only towel that we have? Like, I can't look at this towel.
Aesthetically deal with this towel. Don't we have a budget for a better towel? But I just imagine her chasing that car like the little girl in Hope Floats when her dad's leaving. She's like, Daddy!
If you think Sonia had such a noble injury that was like chasing after her lover on the street, you're wrong. She clearly just fell down a staircase in some bodega in a back alley in Harlem or something. You know, she did not go chasing after a cab. She didn't even know there was a cab. You know, she was.
I believe that she was chasing a cab, but I feel like Carrie probably had the coke in his pocket. She's like, God damn it, Harry! You know, it's supposed to be ours.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, she's got to be on something because there are moments when she's like very lucid. You know, when she was talking to Harry, she was very, very lucid. And I love the way that when she broke up with him, I love the way she handled that, the way she spoke to him. I was like, oh, here's the Sonia that from the season one that we liked. But the other time, she's just a total mess. I mean, she's got to be on something.
Yeah, I like when she's all about self-respect and standing up for herself with Harry, like right after trying to fuck a 16-year-old in Montana. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Really, lady?
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, well, Harry is a piece of shit, though. I mean,
he is, but you know what? Harry's an inspiration to all homely fat people with, like, hair plugs. You know, you could really fuck whoever you want. Just work really hard. Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you're set.
Yeah, make money and be an asshole.
I mean, at least if you're a straight guy. Gay guys don't get that.
No.
We don't care. Oh, you're rich. That's awesome. You're still disgusting. Because, like,
no,
guys can't fake it. Like, we can't just get a boner.
No, but there are, I mean, listen, back that up. There are definitely enough, like, sugar daddy situations where I would question. I mean, there are, like, these, like, cute, like, WeHo boys, and then you meet, like, their boyfriend, and they're, like, these, you know, 55-year-old old Jabba the Hutts or something like that.
Yeah, clearly, but they're, like, those bloated faces that look like they've, like, just washed up on the killing.
Yeah.
They're, like, all waterlogged.
Yeah, no, it works with gay guys too, you know.
I guess
it doesn't work with me though.
Well, not me. I mean, my penis can barely rally for someone who's really hot. Like, I'm just so used to internet porn. I've got a good 3 minutes in me, and my penis is just tired. That's the only endurance I have at this point.
I know, it's very difficult.
You have to work it up. It's like speed walking.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough about my penis.
Yeah.
So then
Sonia basically invites Luann over. And by the way, I loved how when Pickles opened the door, Luann's like, oh, hi, Pickles. The idea of like Imperial...
Hello, Pickles, darling. So good to see you.
Yeah.
Imperial I haven't seen Luann. You since that club sandwich I had in the 90s.
Have you met my friend Gherkin?
You still mingling with tuna every once in a while?
You're getting
do people still order you in movies, or is it strictly popcorn now?
Have you been? Never mind. I was gonna like make some Chick-fil-A joke, but it just would have been me saying, "Have you been to Chick-fil-A?" But it's like, how's life at Chick-fil-A?
Been dipped in mustard lately? Delicious. Oh, pickles.
So, pickles, it's super cute. And I love at Sonia's party, she showed up in a gigantic fake diamond necklace that Sonia scraped out of her French chateau before she sold. It's like, where'd that come from, Pickles? Take that thing off.
But Pickles had a good moment at Sonia's birthday party or special, whatever party it was, because Sonia introduced her as Naomi. I was like, what? Not Pickles?
I know. I was like, wow, look at that respect. And then when that leg was thrown, they showed Pickles' face, and everyone else was laughing, and Pickles was just like worried and horrified and sad for humanity. And I was like, oh, Pickles, you feel.
Yeah. Because you know that at that point, Pickles has been, you know, like, she doesn't have any emotion left. You know, she's been beat down to the fact that she's accepted Pickles as her new name. So for her to suddenly feel emotion again, it's got to be really bad.
Yeah. Poor Pickles. I hope you start getting paid one day, Pix.
Yeah. I hope the Vlasic stork comes by and saves you.
She may be crunchy on the outside, but she's soft on the inside, guys. Give her a check. Stupid model wife was like, Josh, I can't believe you're gonna hire someone 25 to be your model. Hello, model wife. Hello, I want to be on a billboard.
I know,
and Chris. She's like, I'm more than just a housewife. I'm like, really? Because if you were more than just a housewife, you wouldn't be begging your husband to get work. Dumb.
Exactly. Yeah. Kristen has become so tiresome. I really liked her in the beginning of the season, but she, even fast forwarding to when, to Sonia's party, and there was talk of Aviva showing up, and Kristen was like, Aviva, she owes me an apology. She owes me an apology. Like, honestly, like, Aviva's crazy or whatever, but why the fuck does she owe you an apology? She didn't, like, you didn't, like, pay out of pocket for her. She just said she wasn't going, and that's the end of it. Like, you know what? Get over it.
Yeah. That was pretty ridiculous with all the women. They were gearing up for that whole finale party, and they're like, we're going to get Aviva.
Yeah.
You know? That was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to get Aviva for, being crazy? Although I'm glad they did go for her, because that was one of the funniest scenes of all time.
Oh, yeah. No, it was – honestly, anytime they go after Aviva and Aviva lashes out, it's pure hilarity.
And we got to see Carol's new apartment.
Yeah,
it's like this apartment reno, and Heather's like, oh my god, it was a major renovation.
Hey, I mean, mama.
It's so modern. Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
I'm not going to put the G at the end of things, all right? I'm urban.
What are you thinking about, mama? What are you doing, mama?
This couch is fly, mama.
Hey, mama. This is like, I feel like I'm with Puffy again, mama.
Yeah.
Hey, mama.
She's like all into this new renovation, and she's talking about how Carol has this great modern taste. I'm like, that's a leopard print couch.
Yeah, so. I actually hated it. I was like, this is like Martin Lawrence Ballard came through here and shat on everything.
I do think it should be featured on one of those pro Anna sites, like those anorexia sites, because she actually turned her kitchen, like, she kept it looking like a kitchen, but turned it into an office. She's like, who needs a kitchen? And I was like, amen, sister. All those girls whose knees are knocking together walking down the street, they have something to be proud of.
That being said, I got totally claustrophobic just looking at that kitchen. It was so, I mean, I know about galley kitchens and everything, but like, they have more space on below deck than they do in that thing, you know.
Yeah, and then that ceiling, that silver, like with that tinfoil ceiling, I was like, oh, I think that was done in the 90s. What is that called?
I actually like that.
Silver Leaf?
I don't know. That's not Silver Leaf. Sounds like the name of a 90s band. Although I guess that's Silver Chair.
Well, but that would fit. That would kind of fit in with the decor.
I actually liked the ceiling. I just felt like everything else. It was like, it was like, I guess it was trying to be like sort of like trendy, gaudy, or something like that. Kind of eclectic, cool. But I found it to be an eyesore. I kind of liked her sleek, modern look before. But I guess that was her mourning period for the death of her husband.
Oh.
But I love Carol. It's so funny. Every time we rag on her, I feel bad because I feel like she's the smartest and the funniest of the
Our imitation everyone. Is nothing like her, first of all.
Yeah. If she is ever listening, I hope, you know, because she seems cool and she seems like she has a sense of humor about everything in life. So I hope she has a sense of humor about the fact that we make her sound like a dying crocodile. Okay, because she doesn't sound like that at all, but we have truly made her sound like she is crawling out from a mud pile, being like, daylight, you know?
Do you like my new apartment? It's leopard print.
I get lots of thinspiration in my non-kitchen.
I don't need much room in my kitchen because the only person who works here is my ghostwriter, and they don't have a body.
I'm having a Garden of Good and Evil themed party in my office, except it's just the office of good and evil. That didn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Eve never ruined humanity's chances at happiness because I don't have any apples in my kitchen.
I wax the apples not to make them look shiny, but so I don't have to eat them.
Yeah, so that was Carol's apartment.
I love Radzi's sister. Mama.
Mama. Yeah, Heather was about her deaf son, which is so depressing. I don't even want to talk about
it. That was sad. That's sad. I feel bad there because you know what I feel bad about in all seriousness is that like this poor kid, like you just know this the hearing loss is just going to be one of several more challenges they're going to face. Because sadly, he's just like a kid who was just
Sad. So
it's really sad. I'm not saying that in a way to be mean about it. I'm saying it's like, you know, I actually feel for Heather and her husband on that front.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, on the plus side, he doesn't have to listen to his mom talk like a puff daddy on TV. So that's a plus.
And I have to say also, okay, I do want to say this. When they're like, so like, Jax, like, what do you feel? And he's like, I think my ears are fine. Like, no offense to the situation, not to be insensitive to the situation, but I'm going to take a doctor's...
You're going to listen to a doctor?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to a doctor.
Well, you know what? Just to play the devil's advocate, Aviva had a doctor too. So yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to trust any fucking doctors at this
point. That's true. But Aviva's doctor is probably the same doctor that, like, you know, you pay him $10 and he gives you, a weed card, you know?
Yeah, it's like Dr. Moon.
She's like, doctor, I think I have asthma. And he's like, well, yeah, you've got asthma. Okay, thanks, doctor, you know?
I want Adderall. That's all I have to say on that. I don't know. I've been thinking about that all week. I need it. Okay, so let's talk about what else. That's it for that show, right?
Yeah, let's see.
I know that's kind of anticlimactic, but we've got like 10 hours of reunion special, and Ramona tells off Andy or something.
Yeah, she does. And by the way, was it me, or did Ramona's cheeks look a little puffy? It looked like she was like had like sucking candies in her mouth, but I realized there were none.
In the show or the reunion?
In the show. It looked like she was, you know, it looked like she may have done something with her cheeks.
I honestly try just not to look when Ramona's on. She just, it's not that she's ugly or anything. She just stresses me out. She's just so high strung and, like, those eyes popping out of her head and shit. I just got to turn away.
Be honest. The only reason, okay, that you don't look at Ramona on the show, okay, is because you only like to look when you have Reed around, okay? And that's okay. That's okay. You can admit that. Accept it. I accept that.
My chemistry with Mario is explosive. I mean, it was chemistry from the second we started. Okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
Aviva, I didn't like you throwing your leg like that because it reminded me of one time we were having dinner at our cabin in the Berkshires when I was a kid, and my mom made a joke about how Murder, She Wrote was a repeat that week, and she said Murder, She Wrote wasn't writing that week, and then my father threw a spaghetti made out of a zucchini at my mother's head, and now I can't see anything thrown, especially a leg. Okay.
This reminds me of when I was a child. Okay, I went to see Geraldine Parsons Smith go perform some track and field. Okay, and she had to do the long jump. All right, and when she went to do the long jump, someone threw a saw, and so she jumped, and the saw hit her, and her leg went flying into the dirt pile. But she fell down, so all I saw was a leg flying through the air, and it was very traumatic for me. So I'm sorry, I can't look at a leg falling off of someone, especially if it's thrown. Sorry, okay, it's very rude.
I'm Sonia. I love your weird party with all your weird people who are on the team, Sonia, and I would love to stay, but there was a leg thrown, and you're also serving chicken legs. And one time when I was a kid, my mother and father got in an argument about who the mailman was delivering our mail to on accident, and my father got really mad, and he threw a chicken leg wrapped in a spaghetti at my mother's head, okay? And I can't be here, okay?
One time, when I was a child, okay, my father took us to Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay, and we got a big bucket of chicken legs, all right, and I was very excited about it. Except I got very too excited, and I touched the bucket. My father said, "You can't touch the bucket," and as a result of you touching the bucket, this is what I'm gonna do. And he threw every single chicken leg at my mother's face, okay. So to this day, I don't like watching legs or chickens being thrown. I'm sorry, okay?
It's also why I can't run marathons, because every time I run a marathon, I'm trying to finish, and someone always says, it's the last leg, and then I start crying, okay?
One of the reasons why I can't watch Lord of the Rings, okay, is that there's a character named Legolas, okay? And that reminds me, as a child, I tried to lasso a leg, but now I couldn't do it, so my father got mad at me and lassoed me instead and tied me to a tree, okay? So now Avery, I can't see anything with Legolas, because it reminds me of my lassoed leg.
Avery actually had a brother, okay? And one time, he asked me to buy him some Legos, and I put him up for adoption. So now I just have Avery, okay?
As a child, okay, I used to love waffles, all right? Okay, but now I can't eat waffles anymore because one time I bought some Eggo waffles and Mario, as a joke, put an L in front of the Eggo. And now all I see are Lego waffles and it reminds me too much of all my leg traumas as a child, okay? So I'm sorry, I can't eat your waffle.
Every time I hear Lego my Eggo, I start crying, okay? Okay, bye, New York. See you for the next 18 weeks.
Well, during I just have your one last comment, which is that... I thought it was a very... So when Aviva threw her leg, it was, like, crazy and hilarious. But then the show totally went in such a bizarre direction because then everyone in the room started to laugh, like, this is crazy. And the music got jazzy, and everyone's like, oh! And, like, it was so weird to watch because I thought it was going to be, like, this, like, moment of everyone be like, oh! But instead, everyone was just, like, laughing at Aviva. And the show was like, da-da-da-da-da, well, weird things happen. And I was like, what?
And they showed... They showed all the ladies talking, and no one was paying attention to Aviva, and she just kind of slinked out the back.
Yeah, and then it was like, it was Carol who gave the leg back, and I was like, you need help. You need help.
Oh, my God. That shit was funny.
It was so bizarre, but it was a nice moment.
I was dying. Okay, so Real Housewives of Orange County, should we do next?
Sure. David.
David. Everyone's trying to make me seem crazy, David.
You know what? They are kind of gaslamping her. Is it gaslamping or gaslighting?
They totally are, yeah. They totally are. But at the same time, she's also crazy. So.
She's so gaslampable. I mean, she is basically like, she's made of kerosene. Just light her up.
Gaslighting, yeah.
Gaslighting or whatever. Whatever it is, she's full of gas and she's full of light. So you might as well just make her a gaslight.
Dr. Moon, would you take care of this gas I've got? People are trying to gaslight me and it's going to blow up my butt soon.
Oh, Dr. Moon, David says that my intestine's bulging a little bit and I think that might be the source of all my problems. I have to say I was around a few different gays over the past, since our last podcast, and there's been discussion of OC, and I would have to say across the board, everyone is Team Shannon. People love Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon just, I mean, no matter, good or for better or worse, she seems like who she is. She doesn't seem like she's faking it yet.
Yeah, I think that she's honest with her feelings, you know? So even though she is crazy, even though she lives in a strange world and she has eccentricities, she's very honest with her emotions and she knows how to articulate them. And it lets us in to her head, and as a result, we can empathize with her, which is...
Well, I mean, that's like a very psychological, deep, beautiful, actually, way of putting it. The way I would put it is Heather and Tamara are cunts, and it's really easy to root for whoever they're trying to make look crazy on TV. Tamara's obviously lying. I mean, she even said in this one, did I tell her that? I don't remember. I don't think I did. If I did, I don't remember.
But, yeah.
And really, Tamara?
And she plays both sides. She is like, she's supporting Shannon. She's like, I'm so sorry. You know, oh gosh, like that was crazy. No, please come back, sit down. And the next day she goes out to brunch with Heather and is like, and then she said this, and you know this, she said that, and she said that, and she does this, and she does that. She drinks vodka, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah, she's a drunk. She sleeps in separate rooms from her husband. Maybe we should call, you know, at the party, they're like, maybe we should call a doctor because she's having a psychotic breakdown.
Well, that was Heather. And that to me is a classic Heather move, which is to take a situation that is more or less benign, you know, and to overly dramatize it to say, well, maybe we should get an ambulance, you know.
Yeah,
if you want to make someone feel crazy,
yeah,
that's
let's publicly embarrass them and publicly shame them in front of people
under the guise of having concern, you know.
Yeah.
Like that
Heather's
to me,
the worst.
That to me is like, that's where the gaslighting really comes in, where a woman who is pushed to her limit because Heather doesn't understand, like the ramifications. Like, Heather is still hung up on, I was yelled at in her house. I was yelled at in her house. And like, and she, and now all of a sudden Heather's crying. And she, and then she's like, well, we should get her an ambulance. You know, it was thank God for Lizzie's husband, who was like, we're not getting an ambulance. Okay.
Thank God. And also thank God for Lizzie's husband refusing to give another toast, because I don't think I could take that one again.
And thank God for Lizzie for somehow managing to do it all.
Yeah, Lizzie, you do it all, Lizzie. You got your parents' house cleaned.
You open up a bottle of sparkling water.
Yeah, good for you. You really can't do it all,
you
Lizzie.
You can do it all, girl. Girl, give yourself a pat on the back. You
girl,
did it.
Girl, bye.
You did
it. Someone posted on our Facebook that all the pictures of the OC reunion have been floating around the internet, and Lizzie's not in it.
Oh.
She's not in the pictures.
Oh, maybe she has a bathing suit emergency.
Or maybe she's just there, but at this point she's just fucking invisible.
Maybe they'll just put her in front of a shitty green screen like they've done all season and make her look like she's at the reunion. For getting back to the fight, so for Heather to say maybe we should get her an ambulance, it's so patronizing and obnoxious. And then Heather starts to cry, or she does her fake crying. She's like, I feel like, you know, like I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. It's like, shut up, Heather. You're an ice queen. I'm not taking away from her point that she was just saying to her friends, like, this is the situation with this girl, whatever. That I think it's actually a totally valid defense on her part. But I think all the rest of her behavior, the fact that she says that Shannon yelled at her in her own home, that Shannon didn't apologize to her when she did. It's like, Heather, you are so deluded.
Yeah, Heather, you know, we've said it a million times. She's the worst. I don't really even have anything to say. I've been so disgusted with her for so long. I'm just done with her. Yeah. But I will say I'm freshly disgusted, which is nice on a show that's getting stale. I'm freshly disgusted with her husband. Who fights with women like that? Stop.
It's like Peter.
I mean, I'm a total bitch on this pod, but I would never fight like that in real life with a woman. Like, I'll talk behind their back.
I would like
power. I'll call them the C word on the podcast, but I would never fight with someone's wife at a party. What are you doing? It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, the implication is that any of these people have any sort of class, and they don't. I mean, again, whenever Brooks represents, like... Like the biggest gentleman in the room, you know you got a problem.
Well, you know what I want, Vicky. I just want a partner, and that partner is you, partner. I feel sometimes like you're the horse that I want to ride into the sunset. Stop, pee on a tree, find our oasis, keep chasing those big puddles that look like water, but then we realize it was just the sun making us feel funny, and then making love in the sand. And riding home with sand in our cracks and wondering why we're so uncomfortable. But at least we have each other, partner. Like, shut up.
I think, Vicky, that the next step of our relationship is the next evolution is me moving into your house. Because that's just the way relationships go. And also, I've been evicted from my mobile home in Alabama. So this is truly the next evolution, Vicky.
My wife has repossessed our mobile home. And I would like to repossess your heart, Vicky.
Shut up, Brooks. I think it's the next evolution, because I just finished my food stamps for the month, and I noticed you have some extra beef jerky in your kitchen, so I thought maybe I'd just move in. And the next evolution of my meals will be eating beef jerky instead of government cheese.
Oh, Brooks, you're so romantic.
I know. Speaking of Vicky, we had another therapy sesh with her and Brianna, where Brianna.
Well, this was actually super interesting, because Brianna was more emotionally raw than we're used to seeing her. Yeah. Usually, Brianna's very tough on the outside, and this time she like immediately just started crying. She's like, "I just want my mom's approval, and my mom never approves of anything, and I do everything that she wants to do, and she never." Vicky didn't hear a word of that.
I know. I love when people want their mom's approval, and then they do something to rebel against their mom.
Yeah. Vicky's like, you're getting that on the couch. Where's Ryan to abuse a woman when she's messing up my couch when I need him?
I know. Exactly. I don't know. I'm still like, until Brianna leaves that wretched man, I just can't be on her side.
Yeah.
He's worse than Brooks.
Like if Julia Roberts went back to that guy from Sleeping with the Enemy, I would not feel for her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lyle Lovett.
Well, he didn't abuse her, though, right? Just with his face.
No. Yeah, I was just going to say, he just wasn't at the same aesthetic level of as her.
Yeah, I don't think that that's like a technical form of abuse. I think that that's just...
It's just like a Hollywood form. Like, I'm sorry, the pretty people can only be with each other. Sorry, Lyle. We all like you, Lyle. But you just have to stay in your lane when it comes
Lyle,
to
Lyle, you have got a face for Spotify, right? you just keep on making that music, boy. Actually, he's on The Bridge, season 2 of The Bridge, which, again, I'm like, why am I watching this? It's like the most depressing thing ever. Well, and I'm like, I'll just keep watching it and want to kill myself. This is great. It's kind of like The Housewives. Except, I mean, at least they try to be happy on The Housewives. I don't know.
That's true.
Dead hookers.
So the other thing that happened is that Tamara's son, what's his face? Ryan.
Oh, Jesus. That guy. Okay, how has that guy aged 20 years in one season?
He looks just terrible. I mean, and when they show like the flashbacks, I think it was last week they showed the flashbacks of him like through the years. Ooh, has he aged? That's what hard living will do. That's what
his face looks like. He smoked the Marlboro Man.
Oh yeah, I mean
that guy looks like he's been stomped on by life.
Yeah, he has been. Well, that's what happens when you're Tamara's son, you know. He met a girl on Instagram, as we often do, and they are now shacking up and getting married after 2 months.
Yeah,
she owns a gun store. She sort of looks like Wendy, what's her face, from Reno 911.
Wendy McLevin Covey. I just listened to a podcast with her. She's funny.
She's so funny.
Who does she look like to me? She looks like somebody, and I cannot figure it out. Hopefully I'll figure it out by the end of the podcast, but I'll keep it in my brain, guys.
Yeah. There was something that I really wanted to talk about regarding this situation, and I can't remember it at all, but I thought it was hilarious.
What's that show on you? I think it's on USA. It's on FX. It's called Married, and it's with Nat Faxton. Married. Judy Greer. She looks like Judy Greer to me. Okay, look up Judy Greer, everybody, and then come on Facebook and tell me I'm right.
She didn't look like Judy Greer to me at all.
I quit this podcast. Yeah, bye. Call Matt. Enough. Call Matt right now.
I'm calling him up. I'm
tweeting Matt and telling him he has his job back.
But so they're getting married, and Ryan's gonna move up, and then Tamara flips out. She's like, "You have to include me in these things." And she starts.
Why? Why would anybody include you in these things? You're not gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, Tamara's gonna be like, "Can we have Cunt Fitness cater this event, and we'll just put cunt on every napkin?" Like, no, I don't want the word cunt on every napkin at my wedding. Okay, thanks, Mom.
By the way, I loved Tammy's like silver goblets that pass as wine glasses from the TJ Maxx collection.
Wine isn't wine unless it has a faint taste of wet nickels.
Yeah. You know, when I was watching it, there was something that I was like, oh gosh, I have to mention this on the podcast. I don't remember what it was. But it was hilarious watching Tamara start to cry. I mean, she's being so dramatic and ridiculous.
She's so stupid, and no tears were coming out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do this to me. And the best part of that was, well, actually, all of them were really funny. The girl was kind of laughing. Like, you could tell she was laughing in her head.
Oh.
And Eddie was just like, oh, geez. Like, he rolled his eyes. He's like, you're a mess. You need to go to bed.
I remember now. I remember now what actually I wanted to talk about. So they're like, they're chit-chatting. And the girl mentions that her parents have died. And so Tamara's like, oh, no. Like, what happened? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So she's like, well, my mom died of cancer. And then it's like, and what about your dad? And she's like, well, he killed himself. I'm like, ugh. You're like, it's like terrible. But it's like, Tamara, like, you don't pry about these things. And then Tamara's like, how did he do it? I'm like, are you seriously asking this right now? And she's like, he shot himself with a gun. And it's like, and you know, and like the entire table's like sitting there awkwardly in silence. Like, you just, if someone mentions that their parents have died, you let them volunteer the rest. But you don't start asking, like, what happened? Had they committed suicide?
Well, not only that, but not even a full minute later, Tamara, like, storms off to the oven, muttering curse words to herself and goes, just shoot me.
Yes, like, that's exactly.
Really?
When she said that.
That's a little insensitive.
I know. When she said that, I couldn't believe it. I was like, You're so ridiculous right now.
It's like being on the phone with Taylor Armstrong after Russell died and being like, Taylor, could you hang on for a second? Like, you just don't say that. You just say, Taylor, could you please hold? I mean, have some.
Onto this noose.
Yeah. You know what? I hope hell is fun. I hope I lose weight before I die because I want to be able to be in a bathing suit in hell.
I'm Jewish. I don't believe in hell.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You don't have to believe in an oven to get burned in. Oh, I didn't even mean that was horrible.
Oh, hey,
I just meant
because
oven's
go.
Hot. That,
Holocaust,
you know what?
Holocaust.
You know, I don't mind being a horrible human being, but I really didn't mean that to be a Jew joke.
What's your favorite store? Is it Holocaust Market?
Ross Dress for Holocaust Less. sorry about that.
Okay, everyone. Why don't we move on to, let's see, where do we want to go next? We have three shows that we can go to next. We should go to Game of Crowns because that was also
oh my God. Okay,
absolutely
Game of Crowns,
amazing.
Really, what a disgusting show. And
I have
actually watched every minute of it.
It is phenomenal. It is such a good show. And it got me actually really fired up. First of all, though, before I get all fired up, such a funny show. So funny, so entertaining. These women are so catty to each other. They're so evil to each other. It is just phenomenal.
They are just downright awful, awful human beings. I mean, every one of them. The only one that seems kind of nice is the one that they're calling the man.
Yeah, but she's
Laha.
Nice. But that's also because she's probably been beaten into submission. So let's talk about the situation. So these girls, they make a bet on how the pageant's gonna, the results are gonna be for Mrs. America. Okay. And they have all these different scenarios. And the former Mrs. America, she wins the bet when the mannish one doesn't place in, I think, top 10 or top 4 or something.
Okay,
like that.
But before we even go to this part,
yeah,
we have to talk about these women. Okay, so their friend, quote unquote, is competing. Well, they have a couple friends competing.
Leha.
They're totally trash talking them, talking about how they're not going to win, making bets if they'll even make the top 10. They're calling her, they're like, oh God, she looks like a man. I guess it's because she used to be fat, but I mean, she really looks like a man. And then that Vanessa, who, like, you have the face of Chucky, bitch. Yeah. Like, I cannot believe you're going to criticize anybody.
Yeah.
But she pops open those plastic eyes and she's like, well, she's what we call a 40-footer, and that's when she's really cute from 40 feet away. It's like, oh my God.
Says the 200-footer.
God, no kidding. Says it from Spacer. God, what a bitch.
I know. No, I mean, they're being totally obnoxious. I mean, I can understand making like a – like I can understand making like – not like an official bet, but like I bet it's going to be so-and-so. Like who's right? You know, who's going to get the right order? But it was, though, mean considering it was their friends that they were betting on or betting against.
Against.
Yeah. And so anyway, so this bet happens. The former Mrs. America, she wins the bet. And so she kind of laughs and does like a little celebratory dance. So Leha's husband is named Nick, I believe. He is sitting behind these women at this. And Nick is certifiably crazy. During the entire pageant, he's like, Rhode Island! Rhode Island! You know, he's like a total like boor, you know? A complete monster. And so then when he's like, hey, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? And
he's like, yeah, go, baby. I fucked that. Yeah. I fucked that. I tapped that ass at home. Ah!
And he says in front of the kids, he's like, shut the fuck up. You're all a bunch of old twats or something like that.
Yeah, he called them all twats. He's like, what's so funny? What's so funny? Huh? Bunch of twats.
Yeah. And then he's like, I want these women. Then the women are like, okay. The women are like, they're hating this. And then he's like getting mad. He's like yelling at other people, administrators of the pageant. And then his dad comes through. And the dad like leans in to the Cher looking one and says, like, how'd you like it if your husband's dead? You know, which is actually a death threat.
Oh, it's because that lazy-eyed chihuahua.
Oh yeah, I'm
turned
sorry. Before that,
like,
yes.
You don't talk to me like that.
You sound exactly like her.
Like that, all right?
You know who my husband is?
Yeah, you don't talk to me like that. You know who my husband is?
And he's like, yeah, do you know who the Gillettes are? I'm like, I think they make razors, but that aside. And then the dad comes in from behind her, and he's like, how about your husband's dead, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is this show?
Yeah, exactly. So then the women clear out and everything. So already, you know what? I'm already massively disturbed because this guy, Nick, he's a cop, okay? It's bad enough having, if you're a cop, that your dad is making death threats. It's bad enough that you're calling people twats. It's bad enough that you are yelling and screaming at people, not truly even knowing the full story of what's going on. Like, sure, it's bitchy of them to have a...
And women.
Yeah, and women. It's sure, it's bitchy of them to have a bet, but he's like, he was truly like, I'm going to scream at you first. He even said later on, I don't even really know what they were talking about, but I knew they were laughing, so I decided to go at them. It's like, you're a cop, and as a cop, you're supposed to be someone who practices the idea of,
thoughtful.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And the point is,
yeah,
he's not.
But
and this is
I've
why,
also
this,
been pulled over by cops.
Exactly, I mean. And that's what's scary. Is like this actually, to me, it sort of spoke of a larger truth about so many cops in this country, or it feels like that. You know, like people who are on massive power trips. You know,
yeah.
Who are crazy people. I'm not saying all cops are like that, but
well,
you know,
and also
like,
he's
you
like
you
basically threatening them with a crime family or something. It
exactly.
sounded like he was saying, "Do you know this crime family? Because I'm connected." I'm like, yeah. "Really? You know, well, you're on TV, right?"
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a shoot first, ask questions mentality. It's the same shit that's got all this publicity in New York with a cop that killed some dude on the corner. You know, did you hear about that? The chokehold. It's like, you know, excessive force. Shoot first, ask questions later. And it's like this is someone,
the fat guy that he choked.
Yeah, it's like this
he was
guy
like on top of a fat guy who, like,
yeah, because
he
said
didn't get choked. No, it wasn't a chokehold. He got crushed to death or something because he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, well, either way, the point was that this guy was being accused of selling cigarettes illegally, and then, you know, he did mouth off to the cop, but the point is this:
but you don't have to die for that.
Exactly. And the point is that you have someone, this guy Nick, who people's lives are actually, he affects people's lives. He can arrest someone, he can change someone's life, he can get someone in jail, you know. And this is someone who has a position of power in society, and it's like, to me, that was actually so scary. It brought out all these emotions in me.
Well, it made me scared for his wife.
Yeah.
Who's obviously terrified to eat anything. And then she believes the ladies. Like, you can tell she kind of believes it and is like, what do I do? And then her husband's freaking out while they're having okay, so all the ladies basically pull her to dinner. They take her to dinner and they're like, your husband was completely inappropriate.
Right.
I mean, and all we said is that you're ugly and disgusting and look like a man and we can't look at you up close. I mean, who cares, darling? And she was like, I don't know if my husband would say that, but he saw you laughing at me, and he's just trying to protect me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
classic excuse.
Yeah.
Brianna. That's from the Brianna school of excuses.
Yeah, he's trying to protect the couch.
Yeah. But, you know, so just to back up a little bit before even that dinner, when Nick finally gets Leah backstage after the pageant, when he tells the story, he's like, yeah, well, you know, there was a little bit of drama. The women were laughing at you, so I just, you know, I just told them to stop. You know, and I was like, no. Don't act like you just, like, very politely told them to be quiet. You know, that's not how it worked, which is what also scared me.
Yeah, you called them twats, and then you threatened to kill one of their husbands. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly, and that's what I hate about it is that, like, again, to get back what I was saying, this is also an example of something very scary, and that, like, you have a hothead police officer that could, like, possibly arrest you because he is, like, crazy. You do one small thing wrong, he's crazy, he's gonna put you in jail. And then when it gets to when you're trying to fight in front of a jury or whatever, he's gonna be like, no, all this is all that happened. You know, it's like to me it's psychotic, and it's like people like that should not be allowed on the police force. And I actually think
a ton of them are. That's why they're passing laws that you can't film policemen.
Yeah, and it's like, that's why I think he should be kicked off the police force in Rhode Island. I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna go on record to say that he should be off the police force with that sort of temper and that lack of judgment right there. They showed right there he may have been off duty, but you can't tell me that he doesn't exercise that same lack of judgment when he's on duty.
Yeah, cops scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, I know there are good cops out there, of course, and there are so many stories of cops doing nice, good things, helping society, but there's also cops like that, and I unfortunately think there are too many of them.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool, bro.
But then, you know, it's like, then you start kind of rooting for him to shoot somebody because these women are such morons.
Yes.
That they really need to say is the truth. Your husband called us fucking twats, and then he threatened to kill my husband. But they never said either one of those things.
Instead,
they said your husband yelled and screamed at us, and then that weird old whore, like old retired whore pony, whatever her name is, like with Adrienne Maloof color in her hair. Shut up.
Lynn Diamante.
Yeah, that fucking retard. She's like, and then he threatened to murder me. Like, what?
I know. At that point, I was like, this show is amazing, actually. Because it's like, they are just full on lying. And now, like, and now all these women have lost the upper hand.
Yeah, I mean, all they needed, they have the truth on their side. Why is that necessary? And then Vanessa, is Vanessa the, not Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa. It was Vanessa who was like, that was a lie. That was a lie.
Yeah, but one of them standing up for her. I think it was the little Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
She's telling the truth, all right?
Which is funny because Chihuahua was the one whose husband was threatened.
Yeah. Yeah, so bizarre. The show is just so bizarre. It's hard to even follow because they're all so full of shit.
Well, the best is when Lynn Diamante starts talking about, like, you know, how important physical appearance is. And they cut to her talking. And she's, like, got her boobs hanging out in her pink, shiny jacket with, like weird pastels in her hair. And her face all, like, distorted from, like janky Botox. You know, she's getting, like, the cheap Botox from, like, she's getting it from, like, the red box machine. She's like, I can get a rental or... Here's a needle of Botox that I found in the machine. I'll just put this in my face.
My other favorite part was when the lazy-eyed Chihuahua was apologizing to Vanessa. And she's like, Vanessa's like, I demand an apology. I really need for you to apologize for us to move forward. And she's like,
all right, I'm very sorry for what I did, what I said, who I am, what I wore, whatever. I'm sorry.
And Vanessa is just staring at her while she's putting on this lip gloss really slowly, not answering. It's like, that's amazing. I want to do that in real life.
It was great. And by the way, you have that woman's voice down so perfectly. Like, it's...
I happened to do a recap for TVgasm years ago of Toddlers and Tiaras because the recapper, Dear Krabby, who's fucking hilarious and is recapping Game of Crowns now at Trash Talk TV. So come read them because she's great. But anyway, I filled in for her once, and it was that episode. It was that dumb bitch's episode about her daughter. Uh-huh. So I've had her in my brain for a long time. So
and when
so
she glad gets to have in, back. When she gets in, she does not get
she
out.
She will never, never leave.
No, it is. I mean, the show is nothing but entertainment and joy. It brings me such happiness.
Yeah, so now what was going to be a show about beauty pageants is now going to be about husbands and crime. I mean, I don't know where plans on going, but it looks like it's going to cray cray.
Well, that's what Rhode Island is. I mean, I don't know if you know. I mean, Providence is a huge mafia town. Huge. It's not just people think, oh, Providence, where it's where Brown University is. No, that's Providence.
I always
is,
think of that terrible NBC show about sisters.
Oh, with
Melinda, Providence?
Yeah, that was with Melina Karakanakis, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Karakanakis.
Some Greek lady who's on CSI New York. If you're not watching Game of Crowns, people do it because I know I've said this maybe a few times about other shows. Where I'm like, oh, it's the best thing since Gallagher Girls. But I think this one really is the best thing since Gallagher Girls.
Well, I mean, honestly, I feel as an American, I feel it's kind of a hurtful show because I'm pretty pro-America and I'm rooting for the terrorists. I'm like, God, I hope they get a nuke soon because this, I mean, it's just time for us to go. I mean, I think it's time for another species to take over.
Ronnie,
we're done.
Ronnie, you can't say those things. President Obama's down the street.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, I root for the terrorists to hit Providence.
President Obama is literally down the street. By the way, this is a very presidential podcast. We're podcasting from the vicinity of President Obama.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo.
Can't wait for all the traffic.
Yeah. I hope I get stuck behind his
By the way, how is that for a
motorcade?
How is that for a name drop?
Yeah.
Oh, just President Obama's outside.
You're like, guess who I saw yesterday at a bar? Obama.
I saw Jax and Horseface and Obama.
Yeah.
Seriously? Like, Obama, like, you just have to stop. Like, seriously?
He's like, America, I have imported new maids for all of you. Welcome.
I would love
executive order.
I would love Horseface to run for president. She gets up there, like, seriously? Seriously?
Could she be any worse? And seriously, what we're stuck with is pretty much that.
Like Israel, like you just have to stop right now. Like Palestine, you guys are both like, it's just like so much. Like, seriously.
I don't want to work in the same section as Stassi, but I have to sometimes. And sometimes we smoke in the alley at the same time, and that's just how it's going to be. I can't just blow her up.
Like, I don't understand why everyone's against Hamas. Like, I love Hamas, especially dipping, like, some carrots and celery into it. Like, that's, like, my favorite snack. Seriously? What's wrong with Hamas? Seriously?
It's like saying, I want more of him in Spanish. Hamas. All right, so we're done with those bitches. Now, who do we got?
Do you want to do Ladies of London or New Jersey?
Oh my goodness, we have to hurry through this. Thank God both of those shows were stupid.
Okay, let's do. We can do Jersey quickly because actually nothing happened on Jersey. It was like a Christmas episode.
It was another one of those episodes where we're supposed to feel so fucking sorry. Okay, there's so many lies in this show.
Let's
all feel sorry for that fucking crook, Giudice.
I refuse. I'm so glad you said that. Where he's like, well, you know, treat this. If things get bad and I have to say I have to go on a trip, say I have to go to college. Like, actually, you know what? God forbid you do go to real college, you know, and like get an education. God forbid. Like, that would be the day. Like,
that's actually an option in prison now. It's like, I hope that you do actually visit the library and do a little reading, fucking moron.
I know, exactly. Three,
I wrote you a letter for Christmas. Dear Tree, it's me, Joe, your husband. Yeah, I'm writing. So, you know, things, kid, yeah, jail, family, love, Joe.
I'm like, wow, could you maybe have just recorded a voice message and sent that instead? Because I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to be.
I think this is like, when he, especially at the end, when they're sitting by the fireplace, you know, and he's saying like, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I think about our kids and I think about like, you know, I want to keep everything together and, you know, the things, you know, there are people that are coming after us. And it's like, no, it's not that people are coming after you. It's not like a bunch of like a bunch of criminals just rode into town on their horses with their shotgun. They're going to round up all the people, all the innocent UDJs and shoot them and tie them up and abduct them. No. You were being the predator. You went after people. You defrauded people, okay? And now you're getting caught. They're not coming after you. They have caught you.
After a fucking hurricane. I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, if you don't want to break up the family, if you don't want to, like, missing your daughters grow up, how about you, like, don't defraud people? You know what? Because, you know, those people, they lost money, and now maybe their family's broken up as a result of it. How about that?
I wish that instead of writing a letter to Teresa, he had just read Sonia's letter from Real Housewives of New York, where she was, like, giving that speech to that party that was 10 pages.
Yeah.
She's like, you, who've done my nails, you're part of my team. And that's important, because you're not just you. Now you're you and me. Together, we're you and me.
Hey, Tree. So, when we were at the Jersey Shore, my aura, it was low, but now my aura is high. So, thanks, Tree. some of you call yourselves facialists. Some of yous are contractors, but to me, yous is all me.
What the fuck is with Teresa, speaking of defrauding and stealing from people who are innocent? What's up with Teresa suddenly having a dessert company? Did we already talk about that? Because that is so gross.
I don't know.
Mommy has a dessert company now.
What?
Yeah.
That is so cold, man. That is so cold. Now, granted, Kathy blew that one.
Yeah.
She hasn't done crap. And she doesn't have a dessert company. She has cannoli kits that were taken off the market like a week after they entered the market, but still.
Well, she's stupid because Kathy, the first season she was on, she made all these desserts and everyone's like, oh my God, I want to eat Kathy's desserts. And so how does she get some brand advice? She relies on her gas station owner husband. And as a result, she is never able to capitalize on it. Now I'll tell you, by the way, I'll tell you who I think will capitalize on this sort of thing will be that guy, whatever his name is, one of the twins' husband, the one who has the restaurant and is teaching his son how to cook. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, you know, I enjoyed watching him teach his son. And I was like, it's just sort of cool, you know.
What the fuck kind of teaching was that? Who pours Grey Goose on a steak?
Well,
that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Is that true?
I agree. No. That seemed strange. I'm like, what sort of.
That guy doesn't know what he's doing yet.
But I liked how he was, you know, though he was, I don't know, I still enjoyed watching him cook. Even though I was like, sort of like Grey Goose.
Hey,
I was like,
you want to be a star? All right, here. You want to be a star like me, walk around the restaurant, have people know? You just can't walk in. You gotta know what you're doing, kid.
And
throw this Grey Goose on the steak and start a fire. Woo! People love a show, kid. Like, you're a fucking moron, dude.
And then his wife, which I think is Teresa, I can't remember, she's like, there's no professor, there's no teacher, there's no one who could teach him as much as his own father. I'm like, actually, there's probably like 30,000 professors that could teach him more.
Yeah, no kid. Yeah.
Like, you know, I think specifically a professor could teach him more. That's what they do. That's their job. They teach, and they teach you things you don't know. That's what a professor does.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I'm trying to see what the name is. Rhino. Her name is Rhino. Restaurant Little Italy, Rhino. I'm trying Reno. Reno's Italian restaurant, Reno. The Bronx. Yeah. Nice little Italian restaurant. I'm trying to find a Yelp review for this shit because I really want to read this Little Italy restaurant. Yeah. But you know what? I'll have to find that.
Well, the Little Italy restaurants are all tourist traps anyway, right? It's not like there's like, not like that's like the best Italian in the city.
Yeah.
Either way.
I just have a feeling those Yelp reviews are scary.
I liked the twins' mom, Santa, who was like, at one point, I forget what it was, but like, wasn't it Teresa and Nicole, I think? And Nicole's like, Mom was saying this, and then Santa's like, I never said that. No, I never said that. Oh, I love the father. The father to me seemed like an old Jewish guy. He was like, what we have here is tradition. Tradition is what keeps us alive. Tradition.
I like the mom. She's like, oh, I thought this was going to be fun.
Yeah. No, I like the parents. Those are good parents. They're funny. And then everything else in the show, there was nothing. I mean, what? Amber made gingerbread houses. Joe and Melissa, they stuck their tongue on poles. I mean, it was nothing. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, oh, and those two fucking liars. Oh, well, you know, we're building a new house because we just like to move a lot. Like, they don't have to fucking move. Like, you're living in model homes that are made out of cardboard, basically.
It's going
to
be.
You remember last year when the granite was made out of, like paper?
Well, it's going to be like, it's going to be like Spinal Tap. You know, they're like, these are the plans for our new house. And it looks all big and everything. But what's going to happen is the house is going to be like a doghouse. It's going to be just like 7 feet wide, just built down to see. It'll be a dollhouse. Like,
well, she keeps saying, oh, well, we sold our house. No, you didn't. They rented that house. And the person who rented it won't pay the rent because it's falling apart. And it's a bunch of crap that they won't fix. So they still haven't sold their house. So they can't build. Like, they're totally fucked. And they're such liars.
How are we supposed to believe you're building a new house when you're like, when you've now like put all your money into the garbage business? Okay, like, that's, you clearly don't have the funds for it. This is like Chateau Charest part two.
I am looking at Angelo's. I need to really stop this. There was a sharp thing the size of a staple and probably used to wrap vegetables together in my okra. Okay.
Why are they serving okra at an Italian place anyway?
I don't know. Carrabba's is better. Yikes. They actually do have mostly decent reviews. I mean, you can always find shitty things on Yelp, but I just want something like, some guy kept yelling at us and walking through and throwing vodka on our steaks, but I guess that's not going to happen.
Well, it's like the reviews for when the Manzo kids opened up their stupid restaurant in Hoboken, and the reviews were just god-awful.
Okay, so what else happened on Jersey? Dina, wah-wah, her fucking kid's going to school. Really?
Yeah, congrats.
Well, again? Again.
Maybe she's not going to school because she doesn't get into NYU next week.
Well, so you just wrote on a rock that you didn't give a fuck what the universe... You just told the universe, I don't care, do whatever you want. So what do you... I mean, what kind of intention is that? Dina, I don't think you're studying this properly. Like, when you form intentions, you form intentions. Like, the girl had it right. She's like, I want to go to NYU. And she's like, just tell the universe whatever. No, well, the universe is going to give you a bunch of crap. You know who else tells the universe that? Homeless people. I don't care. Just give me whatever you feel like, and the universe doesn't feel like giving you shit, okay?
I encountered a really annoying homeless person today. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started. He had plastic surgery. I was like, what sort of homeless person has plastic surgery?
Oh, what's with the fucking iPhones and like venti iced frappuccinos? I'm like, seriously?
He had a cell phone too. Homeless. This guy, he had a cell phone. He had plastic surgery, but he was clearly homeless. I mean, he was homeless beyond homeless, but he clearly was someone. My theory was that he was once like some like self-involved gay who, because he seemed very gay. He was like, he was sassy. And he probably got onto meth. He probably got onto the meth scene, and now he's like homeless. He's homeless with his like, with his male plastic surgery. I'm laughing at him, but he was, I shouldn't laugh at his misfortune, but I have to say it was really like, he was like yelly and up in everyone's face. It was just like, please.
LA homeless people are the best because if you really like them, you can find them on IMDb. Most of them are just actors, you know? It's like, I recognize you. Oh my God, Lifetime!
By the way, I just want to say I'm on our Facebook page, Watch What Crappens, facebook.com, Watch What Crappens. And I just wanted to just give one quick reference to New York. Madonna Hines says, medically speaking, to esophageal reflux does not cause asthma. So I'm hoping that Madonna is a medical professional because I'm relying on her. But if she's
wait,
right,
what did she say? Say it again.
She says reflux doesn't cause asthma, and that's what Aviva was saying.
Well, yeah, of course. What a stupid fucking thing to say.
She has
reflux. I have asthma because of my acid reflux. What? I've never heard that. I love Tiffany Engledow. Posted. You remember how before I said in New York, Pickles was like giving that horrified look? It wasn't at the party. It was when she was standing in the other room listening to Sonia try to tell off Luann. And the look on Pickles' face is hysterical. So it's like she's freaking out. I love it. So thank you, Tiffany. I love that. I love that we were just talking about it and you posted it without even hearing that I was talking about it.
Exactly. She just sort of felt it. Like her aura was like shimmering. She was like,
The most random screenshot to post and it's awesome. Yeah. Okay. And I also love both of us posting pictures of Tamara all week. It's like Tamara's horrible face week.
Well, when she was crying, I mean, she just looked so grotesque. It was like, I'm seeing visions of Elsa. Yeah,
I think that picture came from Madonna too. One of you posted the original one I posted, so thanks.
I took the one that's up there now. I took with my own phone.
So, oh no, I meant the one I posted the other day. I just shared from our someone had posted it.
Do you want to talk about London, Ladies of London?
Yeah, let's go to Lads of Lens because this one will have time. I mean, New Jersey is notoriously long. It's like the longest Housewives ever. Like they. I think their last season had like 26 episodes. Yeah, something
Jersey
insane.
And Atlanta are always super long.
Yeah, so we'll have plenty of time, and the fake drama will be coming down the mountain. So we'll see more of that later. Who cares right now? Lads of Lens. Wow, jeez.
Yeah, well, this was a snooze of a season finale. This was like nothing happened. It was basically like Caprice being like, "I'm having a baby, and I don't know what to do. I'm really excited about it." So. Oh, the baby's here, and whoa, I've been waiting 41 years for this. Wow.
Oh, God, Caprice is the worst.
And, yeah, it was just dull. I mean, the argument at the top of the episode, you could barely... It's women just keep coming in and coming out, and like, kind of, "What are you, a bully? You said that I was a bully. I was not being a bully. I was merely saying it was rude." And then Noelle's like, "I can't believe that she said that about me." You know?
Scott,
can you believe what they're saying about me? Scott! Like, "I can't believe that she would say that about me, that I'm a bully. I'm not a bully. I can't believe she would say that."
"You have bad manners. You have bad manners. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're terribly behaved. Ugh, what terrible manners. Oh, manners.
And Caprice's like, "It was just me. It was me who said it, okay? I said it." It was such a stupid argument. I mean, I love the way Caroline dismissed her. She's like, "I'd like you to leave my house now. Goodbye. Goodbye."
She's like, "You called me a bully in my house. I think it's time for you to go.
Goodbye."
And Caprice is like, "I will go. Hopefully you have a car for me to take me home."
I mean, Caprice, so hard.
And you know, that Caroline chick is right. She's like, "Look, I hate the bitch. I still made her a vegan meal, you know, even though she showed up 2 hours late to my party." She won't even eat it or acknowledge that I had it made. She's like, she's awful. But my thing is, like, she's always been awful, and you were fine being friends with her before. I can't imagine that she's just become a fame whore, awful human being. Like, why was she okay before, and now she's not?
I feel like people in England don't like her, you know? I mean, I feel like she's one of those celebrities that people are like, "Ugh, like, there she is again," you know? Caroline should never have been friends with her in the first place. I mean, the woman was on The Surreal Life, for crying out loud. She's so beneath Caroline. Like, give me a break.
Well, yeah, I mean, but then on the other hand, Caroline really just runs a gift service. It's not like...
Yeah, but Caroline is at least plugged into British society, you know? Yeah.
And she's awesome. I really like her.
She is awesome, and she's so much better than Caprice.
And I like how she'll just walk right up and say exactly what's on her mind, and she doesn't have to, like, yell and scream at you. She's just like, "That was rude. I don't appreciate it."
Yeah.
And then stupid Caprice... "I didn't ask them for a baby shower. They offered." And then it's like cut to Caprice asking for a baby shower.
Yeah.
So stupid.
The whole baby shower gate was like so dumb. And Caprice.
But then at the end, it was like no one ended up throwing a baby shower for Caprice.
That was it. She just stuck in Hacienda Heights with her mom in Costco.
Yeah. So that was a pretty lame, sad ending. And I'm wondering if... that show's going to come back, because I don't even think it has a reunion.
I don't know. Well, because the thing is that the next show, which I'm not going to watch...
Jersey Bell?
Yeah, that doesn't start for 2 weeks. So there's going to be something on next week. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
But I will not be watching that either.
No, I'm not going to watch Jersey Bell.
Sorry.
I'm not going to watch whatever else there is.
That's like a Jersey Girl in Alabama. Those are two accents that can kiss my ass. I'm not listening to either one of those.
It's just one of those generic shows that Bravo throws up there. Like, there was that show about that divorce woman that was on this summer who is actually going to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Tying the Knot?
Yeah. Untying the Knot. Yeah.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Ladies of London, I thought the show started off really well, then sort of sagged a little bit, then like perked up with a good dinner party, and then
That show could have been fun, but it was just too much like people trying to behave themselves, and I don't need that in my life. That's not why I watch Bravo. If I wanted to watch a bunch of uptight bitches, I'd just
They also need more British women, like, you know, you especially once Annabelle broke her pelvis and was like stuck in like a farmhouse up in the middle of the country, you know, and she was taken out of the equation. Then you just have Caroline being a Brit and being the only like British person there, and it's, like,
yeah, then it's just
fun.
Like Americans trying to fit in, and that's always just sad.
Yeah,
and like Marissa is so nice. She's like, she seems like such a lovely person, but I don't necessarily want to watch her on my TV. And I'm speaking out of the side of my mouth like she does. Like, I don't want to watch her on my TV.
Yeah, Noelle is awful.
Noelle's just disgusting. And I love, how much did her guy end up being worth? 20 million?
Yeah, probably still wasn't good enough for her.
Yeah, she's probably like, well, she got a ring. It said they got engaged. Like, I couldn't even pay attention to those endings.
Score. Engaged. So we're going to get married.
Yeah, she's the worst. I'm kind of glad that's over. And we are changing over. We've got Jersey back. That'll be getting crazy soon. So this stupid one, New York is over. Ladies of London is over. What's next? Is there another Housewives to fill our life?
Below Deck is coming back.
Oh, God. Do I have to watch that?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that show.
Well,
can we just have Matt come back for the summer to talk to you about that? Because I cannot.
We'll make it a low priority. We won't discuss it every week. We'll discuss it if we have time.
Ugh, watching maids clean toilets. Get me out of here. No interest in that. It's like, let's watch that reality show about busboys. Sounds great. Hey, you didn't take water to 23. He didn't tell me to take water to 23.
That's Vanderpump Rules, in case you forgot.
Oh, no, there's not busboys on there. I wish there were. There's a Hot Rules busboy spinoff. I could use that.
There's a hot busboy on Vanderpump Rules.
But make 20% of your tips. I only make 20% of your 20%. What the fuck you want from me? Get your own damn water. That busboy, I cannot believe he talked to me like that. We need to call a doctor because he's having a psychotic break.
And it can be called Under the Bus.
Under the Bus with a Basket of Bread.
By the way, I think it was on, which show was it? Because there were so many shows where one of these shows this week, someone was like, don't throw me under the road. I think it was Caprice. Or I think it was on Ladies of London. It's like, don't throw me under the road. Don't throw me in the bus. They like totally like messed up the most overwrought cliche in reality TV.
Like, don't toss me on the trolley tracks, right, darling?
Don't throw me in front of a lorry. Scott.
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 All right, so let's end this biatch.
Let's end it. Okay, everyone, please, come and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. We continue to get new likes, like Sunny K. Mary and Daniel Lairhopped and Wendy Barnard and Lisa G. Starcher Wenick and Sarah Webb and Andrea Lewis McGee. Just so many people who are liking it. We really appreciate it. And for the people who've been around for a long time, we appreciate that too. But come like our page. You can find me at B-Side Blog on all platforms, and also bsideblog.com, where I'm posting stuff about Big Brother this summer. Ronnie is posting about Big Brother too on trashtalktv.com, and his Twitter is trashtweettv, and you can find him on various social media platforms by either typing in Ronnie Karam or trashtalktv, and you know, you'll see what you find. So
that's a good way to put it. You found a nice, simple, easy way to put it. I like that.
You look for one of those two things and you'll find it.
Google me.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a review. We haven't asked for a review for a while. That was Matt's whole role. He would always ask for the 5-star review on iTunes. So someone do that. And then subscribe to us on SoundCloud too. And you know, when you subscribe to us, when the podcast is uploaded, it comes directly to you. You don't have to seek it out. It comes to you. So thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Ronnie. And I guess we'll speak to y'all next week.
Bye.
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 Score. It's over. Score.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.